This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Today we offer this moment in silence in honor of Henry Folsom Jr., a 20-year public servant, former councilman, president of council, and county executive. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to item B on the agenda, approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of May 10th, 2011?
Motion approved.
Second. Hearing none, heard a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Moving on to item C, announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements from members of council? Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, fellow members of council, I have 5 announcements. I will be brief with them. First one, under the introduction of ordinances, a substitute 1 to ordinance 11-062 will be introduced. Number 2, I will be offering an amendment to ordinance 11-039. 3, ordinance 11-053 will remain tabled, and that's tentatively will be brought before you the first meeting in June when Mr. Poppy can be available. Number 4, I will be making a motion to go out of order following council action on resolution 11-070 and move to the consideration of ordinances. The intent this evening is to move through council's business and conduct the budget resolution and ordinances all at once at the end of the agenda. Also, under item J, I'd like to read a brief letter into the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I want to take the opportunity of announcements just to comment on the recent passing of Henry Folsom. Although I didn't know Mr. Folsom, I often saw his picture when I would travel to Washington, D.C. to the National Association of Counties. Mr. Folsom was the president of the National Association of Counties, and as such honored Newcastle County, one of 3,000 counties that belong, by reaching that high goal. It speaks very highly of the respect not only that he have in Newcastle County, but throughout the country.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. And to follow up with that, item J, we will be offering a resolution honoring the life of Henry R. Folsom, Jr. Any other announcements from council members? Councilman Powers. I'd like to recognize Councilman Powers. There he is. Any other announcements, members of council? Seeing none, move on to item D, introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances.
Ordinance 11058, appropriate funds from the Garson Trust of the Department of Special Services to provide funding for park maintenance for fiscal year 2012. Ordinance 11059, amend the grants budget, appropriate funds to the local law enforcement 400 laptop computers grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 11060, revise Newcastle County Code Chapter 6, Building and Structures, to adopt and amend the 2009 editions of the International Building, Residential, Mechanical, Plumbing, Fuel, Gas, and Existing Building Codes, and to amend Article 3 of the Newcastle County Code Chapter 26 on Administration. Ordinance 11061, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service and non-union unclassified service employees. Ordinance 11062, to substitute number 1, to Ordinance 11062, to amend Chapter 26 regarding employee benefits for executive branch non-union classified service and non-union unclassified service employees, to amend overtime rules, convert 3 existing holidays to floating holidays, limit the salary supplement for employees who are disabled in the course of employment, freeze reclassifications for a period of 2 years, and amend retiree health care benefits for employees hired after June 30th, 2011. The ordinance further imposes a health care surcharge on the above employees.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances will be considered at the June 14th council meeting, with the exception of those items that require board or commission approval or recommendations. Moving on to item E, reports from select and special committees. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I'd just like to report that on May 9th we held our last budget hearing, and on May 10th we had a finance committee meeting.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Councilman Sheldon.
Yeah, Mr. President, we had a special services meeting last Tuesday to talk about the substitute ordinance that Councilman Smiley is going to present tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. Any other, Councilman Tackett?
Thank you, Mr. President. Tuesday, May 17th, the Land Use Committee met. We heard, we reviewed four representatives.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. We had an executive committee meeting May 17th, was a continuation of a previously noted session, went to executive session to discuss legal advice. And today, May 24th, we had an executive committee meeting where we ratified a rule change, heard redistricting update, and interviewed the library advisory board member. Any other reports? Seeing none, moving on to item F, the consent calendar. Our consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor, as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a request from a council member or if the public discussion is desired. I urge the public to speak up if there is a particular item of concern on the consent calendar. At this time, I'm going to ask if there are any items on the consent calendar which any council member would like removed. Seeing none, is there anyone from the public who wishes for an item to be removed from the current consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve this consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 11067, congratulating James Ruby on becoming the potentate of the Nur Temple. Resolution 11068, celebrating the rededication of the Dr. Winder L. Porter State Service Center.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Rutta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to item G on the agenda, presentations. Not aware of any presentations any member of council wish to make a presentation at this time. Seeing none, moving on to item H, consideration of resolutions, remove the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 11-069, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that resolution 11-069 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11069, appointing Dolores McLamb to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Smiley.
As per the title.
Any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing no public comment, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-069.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Rutta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-069 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 11-070, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Resolution 11-070 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11070, to reallocate drainage flood abatement funding and substitute 2 to Ordinance 04176 from the Coventry subdivision to Chelsea Estates, pursuant to agreement of the majority of the Newcastle County Special Services Committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this is part of the funds originally put together between the state and the county back in 2005-2006 for stormwater abatement. These were allocated, funds were allocated to a community in the 7th District. Unfortunately, we could not get the necessary trespass agreements and easements from the property owners. However, we have a much more severe situation. We have a unowned open stormwater system that is in not only great deterioration and threat of failure, but is causing the erosion of a couple of properties, which we discussed in council. We have already followed the duly recognized requirements under the original enacting ordinance and approved this at the Special Services Committee meeting as required. However, in the spirit of openness and making sure everything's there, I've requested that we reaffirm that vote this evening. So I ask for a roll call vote.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. And for the record, there will be no additional cost to the county. This fund already exists, and the funds are being transferred.
These funds already exist, just being transferred from one project to another.
Any other member of council have questions, comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-070.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-070 is approved. Moving on, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request at this time that we go out of order and move to the consideration of ordinances I under the agenda.
Second.
The motion has been made to go out of order for the purposes previously stated by Councilman Smiley. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We will be moving on to ordinances. Item I on the agenda. Moving to Ordinance 11-055, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance Number 11-055 be read by title only. Thank you for the Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11-055, amend the grants budget appropriate funds to the State Youth Employment Grant for the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Hollins.
Yes, Mr. President. This is a pass-through grant from the State of Delaware for the Summer Youth Employment Program.
Any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, move to the public. Any member of the public wish to make a comment on this ordinance? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-055.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-055 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-056, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, I'd like Ordinance Number 11-056 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11-056, amend the grants budget appropriate program income to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, the Neighborhood Stabilization Program is very familiar to members of Newcastle County Council. We receive these funds from HUD, Housing and Urban Development, a federal department. This ordinance, if adopted, would amend the grants budget by appropriating $400,000 in program income to Neighborhood Stabilization Program in order to purchase and refurbish residential properties that are blighted or been abandoned or foreclosed upon. The anticipated program income will come from the sale of the NSP homes. This program is run through our Department of Community Services. They work with different nonprofits. They purchase properties, and in partnership, we provide the necessary financial resources to rehab and ultimately resell and redevelop these properties for future homeownership or to rent the properties. Our Community Services Department is currently working with over 16 partners to implement this program. I've been to an NSP project home in Nickwoodale. I was there last spring, and it was great to see these program dollars going to work, stabilizing neighborhoods. And it's incredibly impressive to watch arrayed before you all of the different
people involved in just the rehabbing of one distressed property, from contractors, real estate agents, prospective homeowners, people in county government, and so forth, all working from these very modest dollars to bring real change and improvement to communities that are suffering high rates of foreclosure.
Thank you very much for that explanation, Councilman Cartier. I was going to ask for our new general manager to come up, but I think you've fully explained the benefits, the great benefits of this program. Any member of council have questions or comments? Seeing none, turning to the members of the public. Seeing no questions from the members of the public, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-056.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call goes 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-056 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 10-064, Councilman Powers.
Ordinance 10-064, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100, West Side, Old State Road, South Side, Norfolk and Southern Railroad, and west of U.S. 13 and Langolan Boulevard. 11.78 acres from S Suburban to CR Commercial Regional, and to amend the 2007 Comprehensive Plan, update consistent therewith.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Powers. Councilman, do the proponents wish to make testimony or only in response to questions or comments?
Only in response.
Only in response.
Any member of council have Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be supporting this ordinance this evening in the exploratory plan stage, but as I mentioned in our land use meeting, and I will mention on the record of council this evening, that I am concerned with development along the Route 13, just south of the Route 13 and 40 corridor, as it relates to the intersection of Route 13 and Langolan Boulevard. This particular area, to date, is extremely congested with traffic, and there are school buses that both pick up and drop children off in front of the Langolan Apartments. And one of my concerns is that I'd like to follow this very closely through its process and assure that the recommendations that DelDOT make and their concurrence or their letter of no objection really conforms with the safety of the residents that live in that area. So, I will be voting for it. However, I think that I have an obligation on behalf of the residents of the 12th District to reside on the opposite side of Route 13 to protect their safety and interests as it relates to traffic.
Thank you, Councilman Bell, for expressing that concern and putting that on the record. We've all had traffic concerns, and thank you for bringing that up. Any other member of council wishing to make comment, question on this ordinance? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for questions or comments. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. This is a rezoning and as such will require a poll vote. So please, oh please, when you vote, please say, you state your justification for your voting and your vote either for or against. Madam Clerk, please poll council.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam Clerk, I will be voting in the affirmative based upon the positive recommendation of our land use department.
Mr. Cartier?
I will be voting yes in support of this rezoning ordinance based on the positive recommendation of the Planning Board and our Department of Land Use.
Ms. Diller?
I will be voting yes based on the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department.
Mr. Hollins?
I will also be supporting the recommendation from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, and I am voting in the affirmative.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes, based on the recommendation of the Planning Board and the Department.
Mr. Kovac?
I am voting yes, based on the affirmative approval of both the Land Use Department and the Planning Board.
Mr. Powers?
I will be voting yes by the positive recommendation of the Planning Board and the Planning Board.
Mr.
Retta? I will be voting yes in agreement with the Planning Board and Land Use.
Mr. Sheldon?
I am also voting yes based on the recommendation of the positive recommendation of the Planning Board and of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes in support of the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
Yes, consistent with the recommendation of the Department and the Planning Board.
Mr. Tackett?
I am voting yes and joining the Land Use in their positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the Planning Board and the Land Use Department, I'll be voting yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 10-064 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-011, Councilman Powers.
I move that Ordinance 11-011 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11011, revised previously approved and recorded UDC rezoning record major land development plan, Newcastle 100, northwest side, Lebanon Church Road, and south side of the CSX Railroad.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Powers.
Yes, this was brought up in the land use meeting. This is changing from 43 single homes dated to family attached twins. And I haven't heard anything in the district.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Anyone, member of council, wishing to make comment or question about the ordinance? Seeing none, any member of the public wishing to speak on this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing no member of the public wishing to make comment, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-011.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-011 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-012, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like Ordinance Number 11-012 to be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11012, revised zoning map, Brandywine 100 Northeast Side, Lower Avenue, Northwest Side, Blue Rock Drive, Road, 0.23 acre from NC6.5 Neighborhood Conservation to NC6.5 and H Historic Overlay Zone.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, by way of discussion, what council is going to be voting on this evening in this ordinance is an historic overlay zoning ordinance that first I want to make some remarks about the procedure by which this was brought before council. This historic overlay zoning was requested by the existing property owner, voluntarily brought forward to Newcastle County for request of a historic zoning overlay protection for this property at 411 Lower Avenue. It went through our process with the Planning Board, Historic Review Board, and approval by our Department of Land Use, and it's here before Council today for a vote. That sort of speaks to the procedure by which it was brought forward, and I just have to, would be remiss if I didn't compliment the person, William Shahan, who was an employee in our Department of Land Use who voluntarily brought this property, this very important historic property, forward for consideration for historic zoning overlay tonight. The content of historic overlay zoning is that the property enjoys the protection of the Historic Review Board of Newcastle County and is brought under architectural plan review for any modifications to the exterior of the property. The property tonight under question is the Seitz family home in Gordon Heights on Lower Avenue. And this is the family home of arguably one of Delaware's greatest judges, Judge Collins J. Seitz. If counsel will just bear with me for a moment, I have a little narrative I'd like to go through. Judge Seitz is one of the great titanic figures in the legal history of the achievement of civil rights in this country. His family moved to this Gordon Heights Colonial Revival home when he was just 5 years old, north of Wilmington in the lower Brandywine Hundred. Judge Seitz could be characterized as a person who always looked out for those who were suffering unjustly, and it's been anecdotally talked about that growing up, as they were one of the few Catholic families in the lower Brandywine Hundred, and they had numerous brushes with anti-Catholic prejudices in the 1920s, and this led him in his life to favor the underdog, and was one of the central motives for him seeking a legal career. He graduated from Wilmington High, went to the University of Delaware. He applied for admission to the University of Virginia Law School. He graduated the University of Delaware in 1937, went to Virginia Law School, University of Virginia Law School, and received a law degree in 1940. In 1946, in an unprecedented sort of development for a person of such youth, he was appointed Vice Chancellor of the Court of Chancery in the state of Delaware, which at that time was the highest court in the state. He was only 31 years old, which was a really remarkable achievement. He was taken very seriously by his peers for his work ethic and his legal acumen. Speaking about his contributions to the civil rights record of this country, we have to talk about the Brown versus the Board of Education case, which was brought to the Supreme Court. That case was a bundle of cases that included lower court. It was appeals from lower court decisions in Kansas, South Carolina, Virginia, the District of Columbia, and Delaware. Only in Delaware's case was the lower court decision upheld. Delaware was unique in that Chancellor Collins J. Seitz ordered that black students be admitted to white schools in Claymont and Hockessin, not only because the facilities and the quality of education were unequal, but also because he found that substantial harm had been done to the affected children resulting from segregation itself. By including that logic in his decision, Seitz, in effect, invited the Supreme Court to take another look at Plessy versus Ferguson, which in 1896 established a separate but equal doctrine, which in effect had the effect of legalizing segregation. The key of holding the court 58 years later was that even if segregated and white schools were in equal quality and facilities and teachers, segregation itself was harmful to black students and therefore unconstitutional. Seitz is recognized today as the man who anticipated Brown versus Board and the judicial logic behind it by at least 2 years. So this person, Judge Seitz, put a stake in the heart of separate but equal. He struck a huge blow for minorities throughout this country, and it's great that counsel has the ability to recognize tonight his family home with this historic overlay zoning. And I will say that it is unique in our ability. We have the unique ability as a county government to take a property which is currently occupied by an existing home ownership, but while it's being occupied, be able to recognize its historical importance, and it's with a lot of pride and a lot of great solemnity that I bring this to you tonight for a vote.
Thank you, Councilman Carrier. Appreciate the historical perspective and the impact, not only to the community, but the impact in Delaware for the prior and the family homeowner of the site. Any other members of council wishing to make comment or ask questions about this ordinance? And Councilman Carrier, Councilman Bell.
It's okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to take the opportunity to compliment and applaud the efforts of Councilman Carrier. This is not the first time since Councilman Carrier was elected to council that he has represented his compassion and his commitment to the historic overlays, as well as preserving and protecting these historic type properties in New Castle County. Further to complimenting is to take the time to research and to present to council the significant importance of this particular property. Compliment the employee from New Castle County, Mr. Shahan, but just the, I think the bottom line is a job well done by one of our councilmen.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Cartier?
Yes, and I appreciate your compliments, and also I wanted to extend a compliment also to our policy director, Jim Brewer, who took an afternoon, went out to the site, took these really fine pictures of this Colonial Revival home owned by the site's family until just very recently.
Councilman Cartier, it was discussed during the committee meeting, but for the record, before us, the historic overlay for this particular house, it will not affect the ability of surrounding homeowners to dispose of their property as they see fit.
No, the historic overlay zoning goes to the parcel under consideration in the ordinance, and it places the structure that is under historic consideration under the protection and historic plan review of the Historic Review Board of New Castle County, which is one of our citizen boards, does a great job for us, and it will not affect the property rights of the adjacent property owners.
Thank you very much, Councilman Cartier. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, questions, comments, members of the public? Seeing no questions or comments from members of the public, talking to legal counsel, as the owner has requested this change, we do not believe that a poll vote would be required at this time, so we're just going to vote on Ordinance 11-012. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-012.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-012 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 09-093, Councilman Powers. Motion's been made and seconded to lift Ordinance 09093 from the table. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Ordinance 09093 is lifted from the table. Councilman Powers.
I move that Ordinance 09093 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second. Ordinance 09093, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100, northwest side, Old State Road, northwest of U.S. 13, across from Lane Golan Estates, 13.51 acres from S Suburban, to CR Commercial Regional, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Powers.
Yes, this is right next to the property we voted on before this. I really haven't heard anything different. It's commercial on both sides of it.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, moving on to the members of the public. Any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor of the public.
This is another poll vote.
Confirming that this is another poll vote, so please state your rationale along with your affirmative vote, not how you will be voting. If you could please state your actual vote, yes or no, with your rationale. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 09-093.
Mr. Ball?
Yes, Madam Clerk, I will be voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department.
Mr. Cartier?
I will be voting yes on the proposed rezoning ordinance based on the support of the Planning Board and our Department of Land Use.
Ms. Diller?
I will be voting yes based on the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm supporting the recommendations from the Land Use Department as well as the Planning Board, and I'm voting in the affirmative.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Planning Board and the Department.
Mr. Kovac?
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendations of both the Planning Board and the Land Use Department.
Mr. Powers?
I will be voting yes based on the positive recommendations from the Land Use and the Department.
Mr. Retta?
I'll be voting yes in agreement with the Land Use and Planning Board.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, I will also be voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of the Planning Board and Land Use Department.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes in support of the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes consistent with the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tappet?
I will be joining the Land Use in their positive recommendation, and I am voting yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Because of the affirmative recommendation from the Planning Board and Land Use Department, I'll be voting yes.
Mr. President, the roll call goes 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 09-093 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-035, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Ordinance 11-035 be lifted from the table.
Second.
The motion has been made and seconded to lift Ordinance 11-035 from the table. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Ordinance 11-035 is lifted from the table. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Ordinance 11-035 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 11035, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011.
Yes, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this ordinance establishes the tax rate for FY 2012 for Newcastle County. Be it hereby noted, there are no property taxes increases for FY 2012.
Any questions, comments, members of council? You said, Councilman Smiley said no property tax increases. All the other rates and taxes proposed by this ordinance are the same level as previous fiscal year?
Yeah.
Any other questions, comments from, I'm sorry, that was a yes?
Yeah, there may be an adjustment in the light tax. Is there? Or no? Yeah, the light tax went up a little bit, but that's determined by Delmarva, not the county.
Okay, so all the taxing rates imposed by the county, directly by the county,
are consistent with FY 2011.
Consistent with FY 2011 and have not been raised. Thank you. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open floor to the public. Any questions, comments, members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-035.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13, yes.
Ordinance 11-035 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-036. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I will request Ordinance 11-036 be lifted from the table.
Second.
Motion made to lift Ordinance 11-036 from the table. Been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ordinance 11-036 is lifted from the table. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, I would request that Ordinance 11-036 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Ordinance 11036, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2011 for fiscal year 2012.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, this ordinance here enacts a sewer fee increase for FY 2012 of 3.9%, equivalent to the average of $10 annually. However, unlike a property tax increase, the resident taxpayer does have the ability to offset this. The property owner could always, as I have tried to do, curtail their water use, thereby having a threefold savings: reduce their water bill, and reduce their sewer fee, and reduce the wear and tear on their home, thereby reducing the cost to the county for the wastewater treatment services that we pay the city of Wilmington for.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments, members of council?
Just
Councilman Weiner.
Yeah, just very briefly, consistent with the comments just made, more effective toilets that are more efficient and other cost-saving devices, environmentally friendly devices will also remove the reduce the use of water, thus reducing the sewer rate.
Thank you. Councilman Smiley, question about this sewer tax rate increase. Could you or a member of the administration please briefly describe the impetus for this 3.9% increase in the sewer tax rates? What caused it?
Well, I will say pretty much it has to do with the cost of services. We have an increase we have to pay to the city of Wilmington for the wastewater treatment plant. Plus, we have benefits increases for our employees. In addition, the cost of replacing equipment materials needed by the Special Services Department in the ongoing effort to keep our sewers in shape.
Okay, so it's a combination of
everything it takes to keep it flowing downhill.
Including employee costs.
Yes.
Okay. Councilman Cartier?
One of the other things that is a cost driver in the sewer budget is also the federal requirements that we have to comply with in terms of enhanced maintenance, control of hydrogen sulfide gas, and other measures that we have done comply with EPA and Denerec mandates in terms of our sewer maintenance. Also, part of the driver is the increased indebtedness as we rehab the Brandywine 100 sewer. I think all of these factors together produce the need for an increase. And I think most of council, many of us are really clear that this fee that people pay is a utility fee that we all contribute to make the system function, operate, provide reinvestment, comply with regulatory requirements. And these are all, factored into the annual, budget and fee increases needed to maintain the system and operate it.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Councilman Smiley, Councilman Cartier mentioned increased indebtedness. Could you tell us approximately how much of the sewer tax rate increase is due to an increased debt burden on the county for capital infrastructure relating to sewer repairs?
Well, at the risk of being giving bad information, I'm going to call on Mr. Milowicki at this moment to address that question.
You already know this, but please state your name and position for the record.
Ed Milowicki, Finance Office in Newcastle County. The rate increase of 3.9% is basically spread among all categories. As Councilman Smiley said, we operate this one as a utility. So our revenues meet our expenditures. As Councilman Smiley has mentioned, the increased cost for treatment at the City of Wilmington, employee benefits, salaries, contractual, and debt service are all part of that. It's not all dedicated at one specific line item. It's more to keep the whole fund as a utility and keep it balanced.
Okay. Could you give us a very brief description of the offsets that have been either proposed or implemented or examined to reduce sewer costs, sewer fees, to balance out the attempt, instead of having a 3.9% increase, what measures have been implemented to try to reduce sewer costs?
We've looked at especially at our pump stations. We've tried to run, as far as that's their major use of electric for this fund, and we looked at ways, doing energy improvements in those pump stations to save on their electric costs for those, is an example of what we're trying to reduce the cost.
Councilman Smiley?
And I would just add that, as in every other department in Newcastle County, it's also understaffed, which reduces the cost as well.
Thank you, Councilman.
And I would just like to add that the total average residential sewer bill is going to go up about $10 based on the 3.9% increase.
$10 annually?
Annually.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments from Mr. Merwick, from the members of council? Seeing none, thank you very much. Any other questions, comments from members of council? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
I just want to make a comment about sewer. In many areas of the country, sewer is not run by a governmental entity. They're run by for-profit companies, such as our water companies run sewers in certain areas. When you look at the cost of what we pay annually in sewer, because we do not, as a government, have to make a profit, we really are getting a very inexpensive utility.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to members of the public. questions, comments, members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-036.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
No.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-036 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-037. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Ordinance 11-037 be lifted from the table.
Second. Been a motion made and seconded to lift Ordinance 11-037 from the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ordinance 11-037 is lifted from the table. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Ordinance 11-037 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Ordinance 11037, ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds in Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2012 capital budget.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And as Councilman Smiley indicated in the council meeting, due to the alteration of capital expenditures, this does require a and bond issuances does require a three-quarter vote. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, it does require 10 of 13. This is the bonding issue to fund the capital projects. In short, just to give you a brief breakdown of the purpose, sanitary facilities and stormwater, $23,349,742. Facilities and equipment maintenance, $175,400. Parks, $109,091. Information and technology systems, $1,175,000. And public safety, $2,050,000 for a total bond authorization of $26,859,233. I do want to say, I know there's been some concerns about our bonding, and they'll say we enter into the FY 2012 budget period with an ongoing AAA bond rating, which few counties have. I just want to enlighten Council to one quick few points, if I may. Last fall, all three bond rating agencies rated Newcastle County as AAA. In particular, Standard & Poor's Rating Service said, and I quote, "In our opinion, the AAA rating reflects the county's low debt burden coupled with a sizable yet manageable capital improvement program." And I will note, programs, we have been reducing capital programs. "That management will fund mostly from bonds." Fitch said, quote, "The county's moderately low debt burden, above average amortization, and modest capital needs afford significant flexibility for future issuance, so Fitch expects the debt position to remain strong." And the bottom line is, if we didn't have to maintain the sewers and have be under the mandates that we were, our bonding would be much lower than it is. But we have that responsibility, and that's part of what we're here to take care of this evening. That's it.
Thank you very much, Councilman Smiley. Questions, comments, members of Council? Councilman Cartier.
I would just like to throw a lifeline out to the Acting General Manager, Ed Nowicki, just to detail, besides sewer, the other projects, you know, maybe a little more greater detail than was provided.
If he could, please.
Mr. Welcome back. Please state your name again.
Ed Nowicki from the Finance Office. Yeah, as I mentioned today at the Finance Committee meeting, even though sewers is the major dollar value of the capital budget proposed, there are very important projects that are also being funded. For example, in public safety, we're talking about the communications upgrade for the 911 center, life pack upgrade for the paramedics, police protection package for our policemen. In the library areas, we're talking about the Claymont Library, Bear Library expansion, and funding for a study for a Route 9 community library. Other additional expenses are for, in the parks area, of all the game courts, the general parkland improvements, and the play area improvements. Again, those are all being funded through this bond authorization.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mulvey. I think we'll open the floor to comments, questions from you at this time. I probably have a few. I'll start. You were very forthcoming in the committee meeting. I appreciate that. Asked about issues concerning our debt ceiling, our debt ratio. In the finance book, you present an accurate picture of where we're going with the percentage of debt service of the operating budget from fiscal years 2007 to 2012 growing steadily from 9.6% up to 15.6%, which it is today. Okay. I understand we currently have a AAA bond rating, but I also understand one of those factors in considering that bond rating is our compliance with our own key financial policies. And as we discussed at the committee hearing on this, on the budget hearing on this issue, it appears that when we examine the sewer fund, the sewer fund specifically, last year I believe we exceeded that somewhere around 22.3% of our sewer fund was payments towards our debt service. This year it increases to 22.8%. Our own key financial policy number two limits these percentages for the sewer fund to 15% for the general fund and 20% for the sewer fund. In light of us exceeding our own policies about setting a debt ceiling, doesn't that put our AAA bond rating in jeopardy?
No, it does not. When we did this bond issue back in October, the rating agencies were aware of that. And I'll make specific point to what Moody said in reference to the enterprise fund. They said debt remains manageable given dedicated revenue stream. We have a dedicated revenue stream in the sewer fund with the sewer fees for the county's enterprise system. So they felt that the debt is manageable for the sewer fund. And I'll just note, as stated before, of the 22%, if we were to move Brandy 100, the cost associated with the Brandy 100 sewer, our debt is about 15% of the budget, sewer fund budget.
Well, fortunately for the residents of Brandy 100, we can't do that. Why do we set a 20% debt limit as a key financial policy if we're not going to follow it?
Well, as a state, as we stated here before, we were under EPA mandate to repair the sewer system, and the choice was because of our AAA bond rating and the low funding we had to issue debt, even though we had to go above our policy. Again, that is one policy of very many policies we have for debt service. If you look at all those other policies listed there, we are well below any of those policies, and all three rating agencies attested to that. And they, that's why they maintained our AAA bond rating. And the debt burden on the citizens is extremely low.
It's extremely low, but we're spending almost a quarter of the amount of our budget for capital improvements.
Well, as I stated, as you asked me before, what improvements are we making in the sewer fund operating budget? As you reduce your salaries or your benefits or your other items, your budget goes down, the other operating costs. So when you take that as a percentage, if that's the percentage of debt service to the budget's going to go higher because we're making other improvements within the fund.
Wouldn't it be possible to keep the debt service lower by shifting money from the operating budget to pay for necessitated sewer repairs instead of continuing to borrow money for those repairs into the future and raising our debt ceiling above where we said it should be?
Well, if you're asking me, should we use the rainy day reserve to pay for the sewer repairs, I would say no.
Not at all. I'm talking about saving money in other places.
Okay, I would ask you for your examples do you have where we could save money instead of using debt service?
Well, I'm not sure this is the appropriate time for necessarily a debate, but okay. We just are proposing a 5% across-the-board salary increase for all employees, which won't benefit our future employment, where if we spent that on capital improvements, we'd actually increase employment.
And I'm going to clarify that. The 5% is a negotiated union contract. It's not arbitrarily given back to the employees.
Councilman Small, I think we've gotten off track.
I don't know about we, but I think you have.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to address it. It's not a 5% rate. The county employees gave 5% back the last 2 years. And, Mr. President, I'm going to tell you what. all of us in this chamber that are county employees and sitting up here gave back 5% to help balance the budget. Have you given back 5% to help balance the budget? Have you put 5% back into your county? Because if you have, you can question it. If you haven't, I don't think you should. I'm being fair. It's not a 5%, and you're being disingenuous because if you read the budget, and I'm sure you have, there's 2.5% coming back from the employees in Newcastle County, either in health benefits or whatever. But they've been with that. They've done the 5% reduction. So I don't think it's a 5% raise. It's a 5% restoration of the pay they were that they had coming. So I think that's how it should be looked at. And overwhelmingly, a lot of it is in a collective bargaining agreement. Those agreements provide, and it was before this executive got in, those agreements, when negotiated, provide for the automatic return of the 5%. And I will tell you now, I spent 30-some years fighting to uphold the collective bargaining agreements, and I'm not going to sit here in this seat and try to prostitute them and take away what they've negotiated. They'll negotiate it at the table. They'll get what they can. If they can't negotiate it there, then the county executive will use whatever means he needs to, layoff provisions or whatever, and I'm going on the record here now as I have with him. He stood here at this podium, and the county executive said he wasn't using the reserves this year, and I'm not going to support using the reserves. Okay, but it is not a 5% raise. That is unfair to the employees of Newcastle County for it to be phrased that way, in this chamber, in the press, or anywhere else. It's a restoration of the money that they gave up.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Actually, for any employee hired in the last 2 years, it is indeed a 5% raise. And yes, they're all subject to collective bargaining agreements.
Our employees aren't.
I was asked a question by the witness of where I would propose finding more money. And I proposed that. Obviously, you wouldn't propose that.
No, because you should propose something that's workable. Propose something that makes sense, not propose something that just gets headlined. Well, not fair to Newcastle County residents or the employees.
Councilman Smiley, I was asked a question. I gave an honest answer to that question. It is a 2%. It is a 5% raise for all new employees. The employees are still entitled to their step increase raises. And you also made another statement that there will be a 2.5% give back somewhere. That somewhere has yet to be negotiated. That somewhere is yet to be defined. And that 2.5% could be zero.
And this 5% was not defined, it was not agreed to previously either. But I sit here and tell you, you may not have the respect for the county employees and think they'll step up to the plate, but my friend, I do.
Well, thank you.
And we'll get it done.
Thank you for characterizing my respect for the county employees, which is...
You characterized it when you did your opinion piece without studying and knowing what you were talking about.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. I would remind you to...
I call for the vote.
I would remind you to stick to our council rules and would refrain from personal characterizations of another councilman's motivations.
There's another rule we need to change. Call for the vote.
Second.
The motion has been made and seconded to call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Motion to call for the vote has been carried. Madam Clerk, please call the vote on Ordinance 11-037. As previously stated, this is a three-quarter vote requiring 10 out of 13 votes.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Kovac.
No.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call votes 12 yes, 1 no.
Ordinance 11-037 is approved. Moving on, I think we need a motion to resume. Councilman Smiley.
I request to resume the regular order of business and return to R11-048.
Second.
Motion's been made to resume the normal order of business and... return back to order, Resolution 11-048. The motion's been made. I'm sorry.
No,
48.
Page
motion's been made.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? opposed?
Down the bottom.
Councilman Smalley, Resolution 11-048.
Yes, I would request 11-048 be lifted from the table.
Second. A motion has been made to lift the Resolution 11-048 from the table.
Second.
And then seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion 11, Resolution 11-048 has been lifted from the table. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request 11-048 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11-048, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2012 through 2017.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, these are the projects we just politely finished discussing the funding of.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments from members of council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the Resolution 11-048.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
No.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-048, that's the right number, is approved. Returning to our regular order, Ordinance 11-038, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, I would request that Ordinance 11-038 be lifted from the table.
Motion made to lift Ordinance 11-038 from the table. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ordinance 11-038 is going to lift from the table, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Ordinance 11-038 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11038, the Capital Budget Ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011.
Yes, Mr. President, this is the ordinance that actually enacts and allows for the spending of the capital budget.
Spending and funding. Take okay. That. Questions, comments, members of council on Ordinance 11-038? Seeing none. Any members of the public wishing to speak forward on the subject of the ordinance, please come forward. Seeing no public comment, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-038.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
No.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-038 is approved. Moving on, 11-039, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Ordinance 11-039 be lifted from the table.
Motion made and seconded to lift the Ordinance 11-039 from the table. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Councilman Smiley, Ordinance 11-039 has been lifted from the table.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Ordinance 11-039 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 11039, the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I understand there's an amendment, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Amendment Number 1, Ordinance Number 11-039, be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 1 to Ordinance 11039, the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011.
Yes, this amendment reinstates the funding amount to the lines where it was previously reduced for the funding of the Ethics Commission.
Questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Cartier.
This amendment is brought forward responding to the request of the Ethics Commission. They have three new members for training. The Ethics Commission bears the responsibility of the watchdog of county ethics and governance, and it's very important that they have the training budget that they need to give their new members the capacity to have a good legally competent opinions.
Thank you, Councilman Carter. Councilman Smiley, the extra money is coming from a deleted position or a vacated position?
There is a retirement out of the finance department, and that will go vacant for roughly 3 months, and that's where the funding will come from.
Okay, so after the position is vacant for 3 months or that amount is funded, they could then hire that position back?
The remaining funds will stay in that budget should they decide to hire.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Questions, comments on ordinance? Oh, on the amendment. On the amendment to the ordinance 11-039. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Would like to, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the amendment to the ordinance 11-039.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the roll call is 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Amendment 1 has been added to Ordinance 11-039. Let's go to Councilman Smiley for the Ordinance 11-039 as amended by Amendment 1.
I would request that Ordinance Number 11-039 as amended by Amendment Number 1 read by title only and placed before Council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11039 as amended by Amendment Number 1, the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Smiley.
This is the general operating budget, all departments and committees and commission. Turn roll.
Questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Smiley, as we were talking about earlier, you know, our fun discussion, we mentioned 2.5% reduction. Without this 2.5% reduction defined, is this operating budget truly balanced?
Right now, this budget is actually underfunded because if you're looking at today, the county employees are still giving back 5%. So the question will become, this has a 5% return in it. As of July 1, and I said this to the executive, as of July 1, if something has not been done to meet the 2.5% reduction in this budget, then it would not be balanced. But we are required to pass it in advance.
Okay. So the budget that we're passing now, if we don't see that 2.5% reduction, would not be a balanced budget?
It would not be a balanced budget unless something was enacted, such as a move of reserves, reduction in wages, contribution. And I will just say, Council President, we have dealt with this for the last two budgets.
And I appreciate, I appreciate that. I mean, it's an unfortunate circumstance that we would have to cast the vote in advance of that being worked out.
I will just say to you, as someone who has been through it, I've spent 2 and 3 years negotiating contracts, so it's not unheard of, and most of them have a negotiating opening date. So it's not a case where you can just arbitrarily say, okay, let's sit down and bargain. There are parameters within there.
And these negotiations have been occurring for a while?
They are. Well, they're ongoing right now, and so they're working their way through.
Okay. But they're ongoing, but they just started just recently then?
I'm not sure the exact date, because that's one of the things about collective bargaining, quite honestly. Fairness in bargaining, it remains confidential.
Okay. Could I get Greg Wilson to confirm the start date of negotiations, not the substance of those negotiations?
No problem.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. While you're approaching the podium, please state your name for the record. And I know that obviously there are different bargaining units within the county. Just the general question of, you know, have the current negotiations been ongoing for a while? Did they start recently? if you could generally characterize that.
Greg Wilson, acting Chief Administrative Officer. As you correctly pointed out, there's seven different unions, so it would require actually seven different answers that I didn't memorize tonight. So I can't give you the exact start dates of each one. All of them are undergoing at the moment without the with the exception of the deputy sheriffs and the crossing guards, because they're very small parts of this. As the county executive said in his address, I believe the budget is balanced because at the present time, as Councilman Smiles pointed out, there's a 5% reduction for most employees. There's also a non-layoff clause that there are no layoffs permitted till July 1. At that point, we're in negotiations, and the county executive has committed that either he is seeking a reduction, not as much as before because of the other reductions that county executive has been able to make in the overall budget of the county. He's only going to be seeking 2.5% in salary savings and cost savings of operations from the employees. But in the event we're unable to get that, then the county executive will be forced to deal with reductions in force to balance the budget by the end of the year. So in the past, as Councilman Smiley has pointed out, the county employees have always come to the table and shared the sacrifice that everybody has been sharing for a number of years as we've gone through this terrible economic times. And I'm confident that they'll step forward once again and we'll resolve this.
Councilman Smiley.
And the only follow-up I want to make in the observation, because we're all talking monetary here, and that is what this is about tonight, but it's one unknown, you know, because some people lose sight of it. Not only have the county employees stepped up to the plate and monetarily contributed to help balance the budget, but they also have continuously worked shorthanded and still provided a very high level of service to the people of New Castle County. And I know this council and the residents greatly appreciate that.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Cartier, do you have a question for Mr. Wilson?
Or? No, I just
kind of, I'm sorry, can I interrupt? Is there any other council member that has any further questions of Mr. Wilson before?
Send him home.
Councilman Street.
I'm just curious. I know I missed some of the committee meetings, but did I miss something? Did anybody submit a proposed amendment to the budget to balance it a different way, to your knowledge?
No, they did not. Well, the one amendment that's not amendment, but the one ordinance that's proposed is the one proposed by the executive branch, which is the reduction in, 2.5% reduction for the people under the control of the executive branch. So that has been proposed, but there have been no amendments to the budget that I'm aware
but
of.
Did any council, and I guess I'm asking you now, Mr. President, I want to know if I missed anything. Did any council member submit for our consideration an amendment to suggest we do something different?
Dealing with the employee cost?
Dealing with the budget, period. Any amendment to the budget? Because I didn't see it. I just want to know if anybody presented anything.
Not that I'm aware, Madam Clerk. I didn't see any others than those that have been submitted tonight dealing with the purviews of the legislative branch.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes. While we're talking about, you know, budgets and financing this government, one of the other great challenges we face is a derivative government, meaning we derive our existence from state law and state action, is that we pass a budget and we do our best and we count every dime, and we look at all the issues, and we vet this extensively. But we pass this budget in the shadow of what goes on with the General Assembly. Now, there are key aspects of our financing of this government that are controlled by the state. Number one is the paramedic reimbursement. We don't know what is going to happen to the paramedic reimbursement. We have a sense that we've had a decline in the subsidy to paramedics, but you know, June 30th comes, we don't really know. We pass this budget in lieu of that fact. We also pass this budget in some understanding that the transfer tax we currently enjoy will remain the same in terms of its percentage. So we make our best attempt. We do a good job, I feel, for the taxpayers and the citizens. But there's a lot of uncertainty in any budget that you pass. There's no budget that you can pass in a government with absolute certainty that it will hold up. And if we need to make adjustments and amendments, we'll have to do that. But that's a whole other aspect of this, besides employees, that we need to be mindful of, because what the state giveth, the state taketh away.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier, for reminding us that we might face even more difficult financial times ahead. Any other questions? Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe that the county executive made it very, very clear, exceedingly clear, during his budget address that the attempt to get more participation from our workforce is a priority for this administration. And I think that while there may be a lot of negativity around what did not happen, it just seems to me a little unfair not to really sort of highlight some of the things that has happened for administration that's only been there for like 6 years. So at the 11th hour, there's all this negative stuff about you didn't do this, you could have did that, or you could have did the other. And meanwhile, what council was having, all of these budget hearings, all of these 11th hour suggestions were nowhere to be heard from, even though there's a space on each budget amendment agenda to have discussion around how we can further reduce this problem that we have here. The fact of the matter is that the county executive made it clear if we can't get participation, there will be a reduction in the workforce, which will be a travesty for this, the people that depend on this government, who continue to depend on the service that we provide, where we already have a workforce that is at its lowest point since 2001. So for a decade, this workforce has continually gone down. And I don't think we can play games with this situation that we're in. Either we have good ideas to move the government forward and to pay for what the people want. Every dollar this government spends, 63% of that is for public safety. So we can play these games about what we need to do our employee force, but I don't believe that most councilmen want to balance the budget on the backs of our police officers and on the backs of our people that in the medical profession. I just don't think that that's the will of this council. I don't think it's the will of most of the people that live here. So all this nonsense about what we did not do, and we're not even paying attention to the 5% pension plan that's going to be voted out at another plan coming. We're not giving any kind of recognition that this is a negative growth budget at a time like this. It just seems to me that it's wholly unfair to come to a council meeting the night we're going to adopt a budget and not give any recognition whatsoever to all of the initiatives that has taken place. It seems to me that that is just wrong-spirited, and if we got some great, bright ideas, I think they should have come forward when we're doing the budget process and not the night in the 11th hour when we get ready to vote on the budget.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Sheldon, then Councilwoman Kilpatrick, and Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have to say, in 2005, I guess I was kind of in your situation when I voted no on everything. A councilman told me, or he was looking at me when he said it, and he was exactly right, and I've used it in many speeches. I was very disingenuous. Very disingenuous in what I was doing, because I did not come back, as Councilman Holland said, through the whole process and said, what are you going to do, how much it would save. So much to County Executive Chris Coons' thing, I started asking a lot of questions and came back with the separate budgets, which I got to tell, this county executive did. He privatized Carousel Park, which I screamed about for 5-6 years. We're saving $350,000, could be up to $500,000, but it's $350,000. We had a thing that it came up with, the advertising bill, which doesn't give as much as I thought it would be, but it came around $8,000 or $9,000. But the thing of it is I came up with ideas. I came up with legitimate numbers, like the taxes on the hotel tax that, as you know, it was used against me. But it was legitimate numbers. If you're not going to come up with legitimate numbers, which that was around $8 million at the time, to help counteract, to do other things so we could cut, then I guess you're right. It is disingenuous to do this. Next year, maybe we'll have a different approach. But I always remember that councilman telling me that, and I think that's when I became a councilman. I hope this is what happens tonight and helps you in your position, because I think this is the right thing to do, is come back with exact numbers. Not at the 11th hour, but at the eighth hour and work forward on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. Councilwoman Kilpatrick, I believe, was next.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I find it a little strange that we're having this conversation now at this hour and talking about idealism and how things should be. And to go back to Councilman Street's comment, there are no amendments that are being posed to clarify or put anything forward as to where you would want to go if we did not pass this budget. And we can all sit here and talk about how wonderful it would be if we had all the money in the world. So would every private business love to have a budget that they wouldn't think anything would go wrong in over their next fiscal year. It just doesn't happen, especially in this economy. And if we are truly, truly believe that we need to go someplace other than where we are, we should be seeing many amendments out here tonight, and I see none.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, will echo the sentiments that have been made by my fellow council. This is a partnership. This is a team effort. The executive branch of our government, County Executive Clerk, has an executive team. We heard from that executive team during the budget presentations, during the budget deliberations. We heard from each manager who talked about the reductions, talked about vacant and unfunded positions, talked about doing more with less. And we had an opportunity during all those sessions, and we had an opportunity after those sessions to ask questions, to make suggestions, and those suggestions, those recommendations were not made. Many of us had questions. Those questions were immediately answered by this administration. The council has worked in a team effort throughout those deliberations. I applaud the efforts, and I did it last year, and I'll do it again this year. Our two co-chairs of our finance committee did an absolutely excellent job in chairing the budget hearings and the budget deliberations. But I, too, will say that 12 of the council members here tonight understand that there's budget hearings, there's budget deliberations, and there's an opportunity for each and every one of us to make suggestions and to ask that things be changed before the night that we come to vote. And not one amendment was made. An executive team, a council team, and it's a partnership. I think 12 of us understand that.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, I want to say that in response to a couple of comments that I look forward to the next year, which after this budget vote, we have a year to come up and work in partnership to come up with a budget for the next fiscal year, and I hope we can do that in partnership. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I would just briefly respond to that and just say, you know, this council's had this discussion before. You know, the budget hearings don't start in April. FY 2013 budget work starts tomorrow. Tonight, if you don't want to go home. These books, I keep these books on my desk, adjacent to my desk all the time. I'm constantly pouring through them. Ed Milwicki will tell you, before him starting, all year long I'm calling. Say, hey, I look back through here. What about this? Can we do this? Got ideas? It shouldn't be a three-month window, right? And I say this, and I'll stop with it. The budget should definitely not be negotiated, tried in the press. The votes are here. This is where it needs to be worked out. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on Ordinance 11-039, please come forward at this time.
As amended by Amendment Number 1.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. I will correct that. Any member of the public wishing to speak on Ordinance Number 11-039 as amended by Amendment Number 1, please come forward. Seeing no comments, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-039 as amended by Amendment Number 1.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Carpio.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Kovac.
No.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-039, as amended by Amendment Number 1, is approved. Councilman Smiley, Ordinance 11-053.
Yes, that is to remain on the table, and as of right now, just for public notification, I plan to bring it before Council for a vote first meeting in June when Mr. Poppy is available to attend.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Ordinance 11-053 remains on the table with the intent on bringing it forward at the first Council meeting of June. Moving on, item J, time-sensitive resolutions. I believe we have the one for Mr. Folsom. That's resolution number 11-071. Madam Clerk, could you read that in by title only for its consideration and adoption?
Second.
Thank you.
Resolution 11071, honoring the life of Henry R. Folsom, Jr., and expressing condolences to his family and friends.
As we've heard, and many of us know that Mr. Folsom was a council member, council president, council executive, and then council president again, truly serving the public for all those years. As Councilman Weiner mentioned, he was also serving our state and our county as the president of the National Association of Counties, which is I think it's a first and only for Delaware. It's my honor to bring this resolution forward to this public servant to honor his life and accomplishments and express our condolences as a council to his family and friends. Any questions, comments, members? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just ask consideration that all of county council be offered the opportunity to sponsor this this very important resolution.
Councilman Bell, any council member so wishing to be a sponsor should, before the conclusion of the meeting, go notify the clerk of their desire to be a part of that resolution. Thank you very much.
Don't you have to do it before the vote?
I don't know. All right.
Don't we have, Mr. President, don't we have to do it before the vote?
Right. Yeah.
Well, we were asked to adopt a different procedure, not to embarrass any member, but if there is, why don't we just have a show of hands to everybody wishing to join in on sponsorship then. Okay. Thank you. All right. We have, Madam Clerk, if you recorded all the names. Thank you. All right. Any further discussions, Council? Questions, comments, members of Council? Questions, comments, members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-071.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiel?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-071 is approved. Moving on to item number L, public comment. Does any member of public wish to address Council at this time? No, I'm sorry, Councilman Smiley.
I'd like to speak under other before you go to public comment, which it's
okay.
To vote there under L.
Councilman Smiley, why don't
you do
please.
It under J, but since it's not a resolution, I don't want to create another war on council rules. I'd like to share this with the members of council. I'm going to verbally redact the writer of the letter, but I want to share this with members of council and those in the chamber. This came to my attention through one of the, some individuals in the department, and I think it bears hearing. Dear Mr. Clark, I would like to take this time to express my gratitude to Janet Solzano in the finance department. Janet has been such a wonderful person to speak with concerning our taxes and a payment plan. I have been off and on checking our account for the last few months, and every time I speak with Janet, she takes the time to listen. If I have any questions, she explains everything in full detail. If I email her concerning the balance, I get a response within an hour or less. In the past few years, I've never had anyone as kind and respectful and concerned as Janet. I feel Janet is one of the county's best employees ever, and I cannot praise her enough. If I had to ever deal with anyone else,
I would be crushed. Tell Janet, I said, to keep up the excellent job, and Newcastle County should be proud to have her as an employee. I think that belongs on the record. That's just one example of the outstanding work our county employees continue to do in serving the public. Councilman Holler, had we not worked out the payment plan and things like that, this probably would have been a hate letter, but it's not, and I just want to publicly recognize Janet, so as I know, I didn't let her know I was going to do this. Don't have her here, but I just think everyone should know this is just one of the letters that come through on behalf of our county employees. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilman Smiley. Any other member of council wishing to comment on that issue before we open up the floor to the public? I will open up the floor to the public, and while you come over to the left and sign in, we'll read a few ground rules. To make sure that everyone has an opportunity to speak, we will limit each speaker to 3 minutes. The timer will be placed in the speaker's podium. The yellow light indicates there are 30 seconds remaining. We ask you try not to duplicate previous comments and that you refrain from any personal attacks. Remind you that the public comments for the purpose of hearing your views on a specific issue is not the appropriate forum for questions and answers. Council and executive staff are available should you have specific questions. So please come forward to the left at this time. If anybody else wishes to make public comment, if you could come over and join us to the left and sign in and be in position to speak after our first speaker. And when you come to the podium, please identify yourself by name for the record.
Thank you for the opportunity to address the council and the public, council president, council members, and fellow citizens. My name is Edward Call. I live in Newcastle. I live, in fact, in Wilmington. I've been a resident here for about 10 years. And I'd like to, the reason I'm speaking is I wanted to motivate the council to consider making a resolution in support of a national policy issue, which I understand is not normally what the council is dealing with. But in this case, I think it's urgent because the kind of crisis of trying to balance a budget in a present situation of austerity, of collapse of employment, industry collapsing, does not have a local solution. Austerity on a local level may balance the budget for a while, but it doesn't solve the real underlying problem. And that's because we have a worldwide speculative bubble, which has been growing out of control for a number of years. And there's really only one workable solution that's been proven to work, and that was called the Glass-Steagall Law, which was passed in 1933, and what it, under the Roosevelt administration, Franklin Roosevelt, and what it did was it created a firewall between investment banking and speculation and actual commercial banking to allow the normal funding of industry, business, and so on, without the speculation, without people's pensions being invested in speculative instruments. And this actually brought the world out of a depression in the 1930s and allowed the United States to remobilize, rebuild our economy. We need this today. It's been put on the table in the U.S. Congress again. This year, it was put on last year, but it didn't have a majority. And I think what we need is every citizen in this town, in this city, in the county, in the state, to urge their congressman, in this case, our representative, Carney, he should support the Glass-Steagall bill that's now in front of Congress. I have some information. I'll have it outside. You can go get a copy. It's called H.R. 1489, and it was introduced by Representative Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, and it's a bipartisan sponsorship with another gentleman from North Carolina who's a Republican, and she's a Democrat. But there's other congressmen that have signed on to it. Now, the thing is that without having this kind of a law, we can't balance the national budget, we can't balance the state budget, we can't balance the county, and we can't balance the city budget. Without drastic cuts, they're not going to get any better until the speculative bubble is taken down. And that can't be done by honoring the debt that's been created without foundation to the 100% to the dollar. You can't do it. You've got to write it off. So I think my time is about up. So I thank you all for the time to address you, and I'll have some literature if you want to talk about it. I'll be here in the lobby. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Appreciate that.
Mr. President, before the speaker leaves.
Councilman Weiner?
Yes. For your information, sir, the Glass-Steagall bill will be before the National Association of Counties Finance Steering Committee at our annual conference in July. And I'm not serving on the Finance Steering Committee, but the 3,000 counties across the country will be considering a resolution that's already been offered before the 30-day deadline on that subject. Mm-hmm. So it's already going to be considered by Newcastle County and the other 3,000 counties in the country to be delivered to through our lobbyists to Congress if it should be enacted.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that that's being considered, but I still want to urge every single citizen of the county to and the state to urge the Representative Carney to act directly in their interest to put this through. And I urge the county to support that, and I'd like to make sure that there's a good public debate about this. We've seen a lot of recent movies and public reports issued by Congress that shows that there was a real foundation for this.
Thank you very much for your time. Councilman Cartier?
Just some comments for perspective. The Glass-Steagall Act was a crucial reform, financial reform that happened in the 30s. And what it, just to recap this gentleman's perspective, it put in separate silos, retail banking, commercial banking, investment banking, insurance, and those financial lines could not be commingled. And it produced a long-standing era of financial stability in this country, which was successively eroded through the 1990s, leading to the disastrous financial collapse that we've experienced. So certainly some kind of Glass-Steagall-like regulation is obviously necessary. So far, my read is that Congress has been unwilling to go down that road, and we still have laying out there the seeds of the next financial disaster, as this gentleman has spoken about, and it's only a sensible reform. It worked for decades, and we just need to get back to that fundamental issue.
Thank you, Councilman Carter. Any further comments from council? All right, thank you very much for your. Would like to one last invite up to public comment. Seeing no further public comment, I'd like to close the floor to the public. Moving on to item M.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Then a motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.